And I am so grateful and so appreciative of every single one of you that raised your hand and say, yes, I will do this with you. I will come on. Our people need conversations like this. Our people need guidance.
Wake up to a dawn that whispers hope. Chasing dreams with heart and scope. Unique, it guides us through the strife. Building blocks of a better life. Money flows like real.
I'm so excited. And I just cannot hide it. Guys, I did it. I am at week 10. I cannot believe it, but I'm so excited. I remain focused, consistent, motivated, and with the goal in mind that I'm going to inspire as many people as I can to go out there and start their own journey. So this week's episode is a little bit different. It's just me, no co-host, no guest, and that is by design. I am here this week to reflect on the last 9 weeks, also give you a brief introduction about who I am and why I do the things that I do and what to come next. So guys, if you watched the last 9 episodes and you have any feedback for me, this is the time to do so. Also, if there was any information that you could take from all the guests that stopped by, please subscribe to my channel, leave me a comment, let me know that I have made some sort of impact. Thank you for staying true. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the videos. Thank you for commenting. This week is all about gratitude. All right, calm down, Yannique. Calm down. You still haven't done your introduction yet. So guys, welcome back to The Blueprint. I'm your host and career coach, Yannique. And this blueprint is all about helping you find the blueprint for your life. All right, now that I got that out of the way, let's dive right in. So, who am I? I am a daughter, I'm a sister, I'm a mother, I'm a friend. I am your coach. All right. So I grew up in Jamaica, moved to America about 6 years ago. And since moving here, I have worked in the IT space. Prior to moving here, I worked in the IT space as well. Went to school for IT, graduated with my bachelor's degree in information technology. I also started a business back in Jamaica called Adept Inventions, which focused on helping individuals to unlock their true potential by working online and not just relying on working in an office or working for a full-time employer. They were able to tap into the online space and earn a living from the comfort of their home before this remote thing became a thing. Why do I do the things I do? Because growing up, I did not have the level of encouragement and motivation that I needed in order to get to the point that I am. And I know there are a lot of people out there who are experiencing the same thing. They have these big goals, they have these big dreams, they have the potential, but they just don't know the direction to go, who to talk to. And so when I started this podcast, it wasn't just for you, it was for the younger me, because I know what it feels like to not have the guidance. So this is my way of giving back and showing others that no matter where you start, you can create a better future. I promise you, it does not matter where you start. I grew up in the inner city with a single parent household where I had to help my mom because I was the oldest. So I had to juggle school, juggle my siblings, and also juggle helping my mom in her business. The odds were already against me. But I did not let that stop me. I knew from the get-go that I wanted to make something of my life. I knew that I wasn't going to be confined and defined by where I was born, where I grew up, and the people that was in my circle. So what did I do? I manifested the life that I wanted. I dreamed big. I put plans in place to achieve them. And I kept going. I have faced so many instances that were meant to break me. So many obstacles that were in my way. So many people that I ran into that could have detoured me completely. And each time I fell, I rolled over and I got right back up. So one of the key traits that I have is resilience, perseverance, and true grit. So that's not one, that's what, three. That's three. But my point is that the odds were already against me. The next thing to note, not only did I grow up in the inner city, I didn't have that person in my family that went to college that I could say, you know what, I want to go to college just like so and so. So when I graduated from high school and my classmate said, "So Yannick, what are you gonna do now that you're graduated?" I'm like, "What? I'm going to work. What do you mean?" Because that's what I saw everybody did. Everybody was hustlers. They worked or they had their own business that they made a living from. And so in my mind, as soon as I left school, that's what I was going to be doing. Well, on graduation day, I learned about college. And I know. Where was I? Was I living under a rock? No, I was not living under a rock. I was actually going to school, leaving school immediately, rushing home to help my mom. So I never had time to think about no college. And so having learned about college, I immediately picked up my phone and I called Daddy and I said, "Daddy, apparently I'm supposed to be going to college. So what do I do now?" And apparently I needed to be applying for college from the year before. Another thing that I didn't know. So I ended up just being in community college. And guess what, guys? I failed. So I'm telling you this story to let you know that sometimes you see people at a certain point in life where you're like, "Oh, they haven't made it." No. I am a self-made, accomplished woman. And I'm still not where I want to be. So let me go back to the story. So I got into community college, Exced, Excelsior Community College, we shorten it for Exced, back in Jamaica. And guess what? I failed because my mind wasn't on no college. That's not where my mind was at. I failed. That was not my plan. So I started working. I decided I wasn't going back to no college. I want money. Give me some money. Money, money, money. I wanted to work because I just never felt, I was ashamed that I failed. I wasn't going to ask my dad for money to resit no subject. And I was like, you know what? College ain't for me anyways. And God, I'm a child of God. And everything that I do, I put him first. So God detoured me to the place that actually gave me my start in life, the National Works Agency. This is where I learned about University of Technology. I learned about the degree that I could be doing, which was the information technology degree. And that's because, and I tell a story and I'm not ashamed of it. A lot of people may look at me and be like, oh, you went to work because you wanted a man. No. So I have no shame, or I don't feel embarrassed by the fact that I got my career started because I was fascinated by something that I saw someone doing in the IT department. And not only was I fascinated by that, I was fascinated by the guy too. So it made the learning experience even more interesting for me. So this is where I got my start. I went to UTech, graduated with my bachelor's, started working for 3M, worked there for 8 years. I literally only left that job because I moved to America. One of the best decisions that I made was to start working there. I learned so much about myself. I learned so much about IT and serving people and just being that go-to player, being flexible, being understanding, because I was the only IT person there. Life was never just a clear-cut, easy road. I have went through so many bumps. I started working jobs that men literally tried to take advantage of me. I had to pack up and leave those jobs. So I'm telling you this story because I want you to know, I want you to see that it's never gonna just be a straight cut. But if you have the dream and the desire to do something with your life, and you think about the positive things, the positive thoughts, not tell yourself, this is not for you, this is never gonna happen for you. Don't talk yourself out of it. Because with this podcast, I have been wanting to start it for years. But I question myself, am I good enough? What if nobody watches it? What if nobody listens? What if, what if, what if? What if it's not perfect? So this year, I decided I am going to start. And I started with saying, I am so excited and I'm proud of myself. And I did it because I am proud of myself. Let's look at the making of those videos. I had to find guests. I had to record, set time aside to meet with the guests to record. Then I had to edit each video every single week. Then I had to create the short videos and edit those as well. Then I had to publish them. Then I had to respond to comments. It wasn't easy. And I know it's not perfect either. I know there are a lot of things that I could have done differently that I didn't do, because as the weeks progressed, I kept learning and learning and making changes. But if I didn't start now, then I would have started in the future without knowing what are some of the things that I actually need to change, that I actually need to edit. So start small. Start where you're at. It's not going to be the best quality. It's not going to be everything that you want it to be. The goal is to start. Start where you are. And if you are like me, that once had your greatness and you lost it, trust me, you can find it back. I was on top of the world doing everything that I know how to do. Inspire, motivate, make an impact, help everyone around me to move the needle. And then I lost everything. I moved away from my country. I had my son. I got a divorce. And I felt like my world was shifting. I felt like I have lost focus of who I am. So it took me finding back my greatness, digging deep inside, answering my own questions, speaking out loud to hear the things that were affecting me. So don't for a second think that you are just stagnant or it's never going to work out for you because you messed up or you've lost it or you fell off from the level that you were and now you're at a lower level. You can get there and get higher. I know that for a fact. And this is why I am capable of being your coach, because I know that you have the greatness in you. Especially if you've done it before. It's not gone. It's not lost. It's still there. And I want you to believe that. I want you to believe that. The greatness is still in you. If you feel like you don't have the confidence to do something, confidence is something that's built. It's not innate. You don't get up every day and just be confident. Well, there are a few people that are naturally confident. But I personally believe that it's something that can be built. If you know that you want to be a great public speaker, which I am aiming for, what do you have to do? Practice makes perfect. So guys, I want you to stand in front of the mirror, look at yourself and ask yourself, what is your greatness? How can you find back your greatness? So think about it, picture it, speak life into it, write it down, believe it, share it if you need to share it, plan for it, and then last but least, because it doesn't make sense you do all of that, you have to do it. So I ask you, I challenge you, what is that one thing that you've always wanted to do, but have been delaying doing for whatever reason? It's time for you to think it, see it, speak it, write it down, believe it, share it, plan it, and then do it. Can I get your word that this is something that you're going to do? Drop something in the comments right now. So as I reflect on the last 9 weeks, we started it out. And again, these are things that I wish that I had someone to teach me, show me, guide me, encourage me when I was growing up. And so I wanted to create the blueprint to help each and every single one of you to find your greatness and to learn about the things that you can do to get to the point where you want to be. So I started it out with staying ready so you don't have to be ready. And that was a whole conversation around you making sure that you are prepared for the opportunities when they come. And I hope that you took some of those tips to get your resume ready to start a routine so that you can get up and go to the gym, exercise, so that you can feel good, look good, and feel confident enough to take on the opportunities that you need. Then we jump to work-life balance or work-life integration. And this conversation took place with Steve and Curtis. This was an amazing conversation. I enjoyed having these two guys on the call with me. We got to discuss what it means to have work-life integration, work-life balance. And what we spoke about was that work-life integration means that you're integrating your work with your life. So a lot of people who work from home are practicing work-life integration. But then what we're used to is work-life balance. So that means working, then once 5 o'clock or whatever time your work ends, you put your work aside. If you're on vacation, your work is aside. So if you have not watched that one, please go back and take a look at it. Then the topic that all of you were interested in the most is investment. And Devana and Kirk came and they brought it. So many gems were dropped in that conversation. So much so that I had to bring them back to speak about insurance. I learned a lot about investment and insurance from these two people. In fact, as a result of them, I've made some money from investments since this whole crypto and stock going crazy. So if you have not watched it, please go back and take a look at that one as well. Then we have Ashley Thomas that came in and brought it about budgeting and savings. And then we brought her back for credit. And I'm telling you, I sat on those calls. And as I said, I think I do fairly well with budgeting and saving and taking care of bills and paying my debt and paying my credit card and all of that. But when she came and I sat down and had that conversation with her, I was able to take so much away from it. So if you have not watched that one or listened that one, I encourage you, I implore you, please go and listen, because you will learn a thing or two. One guy reached out and he said he's so happy that he listened it because he was struggling. And of course, as a woman in tech, I could not talk about tech, especially with the growing AI and the direction that tech is going. I brought in Dakim and Mark, and we had a great conversation. In fact, this episode, the videos that I posted on Instagram got so many views because Mark came telling us that we can use AI to create our resume and also to help us with prepping for interviews and even in the interviews itself. I mean, that was Mark's tip, okay? But guys, please, if that's something that you're interested in learning more about, each one of these people that I brought on my episode, they serve a purpose. Kirk is in investment and insurance. Devana, same. They actually do these things as business. Mark is also there to help you with resume writing and interview prepping. Dakim has a travel agent. He create events and do stuff like that. So if you're interested in traveling or doing any sort of event planning, Dakim can help you. These are people that are actually doing these things big. And of course, I had Stephanie and Ashley who came in and spoke about women in business and some of the challenges that we face. So again, technology, investment, women in business, these are conversations that I hold dear to my heart. So, if you are interested in becoming a guest in next year's kickoff, and I said next year because this year I'm wrapping it up. There are so many learning and so many takeaways from the last 10 weeks that I want to take everything that I've learned, fine tune it, probably start doing live interviews in person so that we can record and we can have those conversations in person. One of the things that I saw was that because of the different videos, the different background, the different video quality, the videos wasn't consistent enough. But again, when I started this podcast, it was my way of checking if I was good enough for it, if I could do it, if I could pull it off. It wasn't me just saying, you know what, I won't start this because I don't think I can do it. It was my way of testing the waters to see if this is something that I am capable of doing. And guess what? I did it. I did it. I did it. And I keep saying that because I'm truly proud of myself. It wasn't easy, but I did it. And I am so grateful. I'm so appreciative of every single one of you that raised your hand and say, yes, I will do this with you. I will come on. Our people need conversations like this. Our people need guidance. And for every single one of you, and I'm getting emotional right now because I am so grateful. I am so grateful, and I'm such a big baby, but I'm so grateful for each and every one of you who watched, who listened, who reached out and gave me feedback, who, if I spell something incorrect, you reach out and you pointed out to me. I appreciate you so much. If you shared my video, if you liked my video, if you watched my video, if you tell your friends about my video, I appreciate you so much. Because without you, none of this would be successful. None of it. So Steve, Curtis, Kirk, Devonna, Ashley Thomas, Ashley Session, Stephanie, Cole, Brown. And I'm making sure I'm not missing anybody. Mark, that Kim. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for raising your hand. Thank you so much. And to my listeners, we have started this journey. We're going to continue this journey. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. We're going to go the long haul. This is not the end. This is only the beginning. I'm going to take all your feedback. I'm going to fine tune my craft. And I'm going to come back bigger and better next season. I appreciate you. And again, guys, where you're from, the life you've lived, the help that you didn't have, those are excuses that you're telling yourself. Because it doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter the challenges you faced. You have the power to create the life of your dream. Surround yourself with people who will lift you up. Stay focused on your goals, even when it feels impossible. And don't be afraid to dream big, because big dreams are where it all starts. Every episode that I've done reflects something I wish I had learned sooner. From managing finances to finding balance, these are tools we all need to navigate life. And I hope by sharing these conversations, I've given you a starting point to build your own blueprint. So as I reflect on these last 9 weeks, I want to thank you for being part of my journey. And I want to remind you, whether you're just starting out or trying to take that step, you are capable of amazing things. This is just the beginning for both of us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Until next season, stay blessed, stay motivated. And if you're looking for someone to help you to navigate life, to help you to make decisions, to guide you along your way, to support you, to encourage you, to motivate you, to inspire you, please don't hesitate to reach out. I'm here and I'll be happy to help you along your journey. Until next time, stay safe. Bye, everyone. I love you. I love you all. Take care.
Wake up to a dawn that whispers hope. Chasing dreams with heart and scope. Unique, it guides us through the strife. Building blocks of a better life. Money flows like rivers, why? Budget smart, keep your pride. Entrepreneurial spirit high. Reach for stars, touch.